This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 18th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Reverend Polycarp Zango, a clergyman of The Church of Christ in Nigeria, located in the Plateau State, has regained his freedom after having been kidnapped last October by the Islamic Boko Haram Muslim terrorists, reports OurNigeriaNews.com. Psalm 37, verse 39 says, "The Lord saves the righteous and protects them in times of trouble." The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously Thursday in Fulton v. City of Philadelphia that the city cannot discriminate against a faith-based foster care agency. On behalf of the court, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, quote, "Catholic Social Services seeks only an accommodation that will allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia in a manner consistent with its religious beliefs. It does not seek to impose those beliefs on anyone else." The refusal of Philadelphia to contract with Catholic Social Services for the provision of foster care services, unless it agrees to certify same-sex couples as foster parents, cannot survive strict scrutiny and violates the First Amendment, end quote. In relation to the upcoming Supreme Court case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Abortion Mill, CNSNews.com asked Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut if a 15-week-old unborn baby is a human being.
The Supreme Court this fall will review a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Is an unborn baby at 15 weeks a human being?
You know, I'm going to wait for the Supreme Court decision right now. Abortion at that point in a pregnancy is legal and constitutionally protected.
The CNS News reporter asked her question a second time.
Yeah, it's legal, but is it a human being?
This time, Blumenthal did not respond. He chose to remain silent in the face of the demonstrable evidence that the child is indeed a human being. Jeremiah 5, verses 21 and 22 says, "Now hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence?" The Supreme Court will hear arguments in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Abortion Mill this fall. Specifically, the court will seek to decide, quote, whether all pre-viability prohibitions on elective abortions are unconstitutional, end quote. In 2018, Mississippi passed a law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases of a medical emergency or severe fetal abnormality. A survivor of the Holocaust has denounced eugenics-driven public health policies during the COVID-19 crisis that she said could lead to, quote, "fascist dictatorship and genocide," end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. In an interview earlier this year with German attorney Dr. Rainer Fulmich, Vera Sharov, a longtime medical activist, drew on her experience under the Nazi regime as she warned about, quote, "unprecedented oppressive and repressive elements," end quote, instituted in the coronavirus era. Born in Romania during the Second World War, Sharov was held in a Ukrainian detention center as a child, and ultimately, her father was killed during the Holocaust.
As a child survivor of the Nazi reign of terror, I learned indelible lessons about the nature of evil. I know the consequences of being stigmatized and demonized as a spreader of disease. We were required, as Germans know, to wear a yellow Star of David to identify us, to segregate Jews. Exclusionary laws barred the family from normal life, from attending ordinary activities. Our property was impounded. We were forbidden to participate in all educational, religious, cultural gatherings. Travel was forbidden for Jews, so there was no escape. These painful memories from my childhood sensitized me to the threat posed by current restrictive government dictates.
Sharov pointed to the ominous warning of Dr. Benjamin Rush, one of America's founding fathers.
You know, in 1776, Benjamin Rush, a doctor and signer of the Declaration of Independence, foresaw the danger of medicine organizing as what he called an undercover dictatorship. Under the Nazi regime, moral norms were systematically obliterated. The medical profession and institutions were radically transformed. Academic science, the military, industry, and clinical medicine were tightly interwoven, as they are now. The Nazi system destroyed a social conscience in the name of public health.
And finally, we need to raise $65,000 to help keep the Worldview on the air. Toward our goal of raising $16,250 by midnight tonight, 30 new Worldview listeners have contributed. Our thanks to Lindsay in Overland Park, Kansas, Laura in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and Steve in Mission Viejo, California, each of whom gave $25. We appreciate Andrea in Center Point, Iowa, Lorenzo in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Emmanuel in Hanahan, South Carolina, each of whom gave $50, Jamie in El Sobrante, California, who gave $75, and Diane in Hopewell Junction, New York, Christy in Atkins, Texas, Richard in Sylvania, Georgia, and Tony in Powell, Wyoming, each of whom gave $100. We're grateful to God for Patrick in Seminole, Florida, who pledged $10 per month for a gift of $120, as well as Abby in Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, Canada, Catherine in Wallkill, New York, Esty in Cottonwood, Arizona, and Amy in Seminole, Texas, each of whom gave $200. Special thanks to Heidi in Minden, Nevada, and Sally in Lake Onondaga, Missouri, both of whom gave $300, as well as Gordon in Franklin, Virginia, Hannah in Half Moon Bay, California, Stephen in Plainview, Texas, Kim in Oregon City, Oregon, and Lorenzo in Plymouth, Massachusetts, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And we appreciate Scott in Phoenix City, Alabama, who gave $350, Justin in Katy, Texas, who gave $400, Danny in Abington, Virginia, and an anonymous donor in Roberts, Wisconsin, both of whom gave $500, as well as Justin in Bozeman, Montana, and David in Newport, Washington, both of whom gave $1,000. Those 30 new gifts total $7,170. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $11,743. We still need to raise $4,507 toward our goal of $16,250 by midnight tonight. That means we need to find four more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months and another eight more people to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and make sure to select the box for it to be a recurring donation if that's your wish. What is the Lord prompting you to do? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 18th in the year of our Lord 2021. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.